Welcome back to Right Side. I'm Amy Beth. She's Allison. She has a name. It's Allison. And JP.
She has a name.
The rest of the week is kind of crazy because we had Kathy today, Kathy Bradford, making her announcement for state school board. I am very excited for her. I'm just saying that in my personal accord. Then who do we have tomorrow?
Representative Matt Butler is coming on tomorrow, which I think is very well-timed because all this stuff about chemtrails is coming out on the national level. And then he just recently filed a bill to ban chemtrail and cloud seeding in Alabama. And it's been an interesting ride for him since he filed that bill. And then Wednesday, we have Chairman of the Republican Party, John Wall, that is coming on. So we are getting into some good discussions with some of our leaders. And I think it's important to give them a platform. Again, we may agree, we may disagree with them, and that's okay. We have no clue what they're going to talk about. We don't give them questions before. We just have a conversation. And I think it's good for y'all to hear. You can decide what you think, what you like, what you don't. But we're just here to give them a platform to talk and talk to the peoples.
That's right.
And that's just what we love. Talk to the peoples.
You know, because Myrna down at the office really... she wants to know who to vote for.
Myrna.
Myrna. And Myrna and them.
It's like my grandmother's name was Vanita.
Really? I love that.
Vanita?
Vanita May Jones.
I love it. Was she Vanita May, M-A-Y?
No, M-A-E.
M-A-E is the correct way. Yeah.
But she just went by Nita.
Of course she did go by Nita. Well, my mama's friend went by Myrna, and I liked her name, Myrna. And they're down at the office in them, and they want to know if you would, what you're having for Thanksgiving and everything, and if you'll get in line properly, maybe they can help you out. Check out at the DMV properly.
Hey, you're not being serious. I need you to pull it
together. Here we go.
Hey.
We have news to cover.
So we do have news. Do we have the chemtrail news, or do we have the person in Belgium speaking that language? I'm kidding.
I got to pull. We got to do chemtrails because
okay,
I really
love chemtrails.
Well, I don't. I think it's terrible, but I'm at this point in life where I'm old enough to admit that I may have been wrong and they may actually be real and I made fun of it. But when you have, again, Lee Zeldin, the head of the EPA, saying these things are happening, you might want to listen up. Do you have that clip, JP?
Give me 1 second to pull it up. I'll let you know.
Do you know why I love chemtrails?
Why do you love chemtrails?
Because it's a victory for the people that we thought were crazy.
That's actually very true.
And we're thrilled for them because so often in life you say things and you think, you know, when you're at an event and they want to talk to you about something like a little odd and you kind of, your imaginary friend's up there and you got to go get them. These people are running a major victory lap because they finally admitted several people have known for years to be true, which is ultimately back down to this issue. Our government is not really for us.
Because this chemtrail stuff, cloud seeding, is really diabolical. And I don't know another word to describe it. Because not only does it manipulate the weather, but then they're dumping aluminum and all these metals and all this crap into our food, our soil, our nostrils. You breathe all that in, and when you see, my understanding is that there's a chemtrail and there's a condensation trail. The condensation trail that's normal out of airplanes, you watch it kind of dissipate as it floats across the sky. And it'll be there for a minute, but then it just kind of...
Happy journey, everyone in the plane.
A happy trail.
Yeah.
Behind.
Is that where that came from?
A happy tree.
Now it's you.
Happy airplane goes through the sky, and then the condensation goes.
It's like a grid. It's like a geometric puzzle.
No, those are chemtrails.
I know.
They don't
That's
go
what
away.
I'm saying.
It
they
looks like
don't
you're playing tic-tac-toe.
You're just, here you are. Oh, but what you're seeing, you're not seeing that.
That's not normal. That is not a condensation trail when it stays in the air for 16, 13, 14, 48 hours. Just not normal.
And by the way, I need to back up for just a little teeny tiny second. You know, you talked about aluminum, Allison, and all the other metals that apparently they're now admitting are actually there. Do you remember when they told us aluminum wasn't in our children's vaccines?
No,
and
mercury.
Then aluminum and mercury and all the things that other people who are running a victory lap because of RFK Jr. are going, see, we told you. So we're equally as concerned about vaccines, and we haven't even covered that in the first couple weeks we've been on the air. What? What? Allison, did somebody just say?
No, I'm going to turn my chair around. You keep doing the story. Well, actually, JP,
I got
the
Lee Zeldin clip.
Thank you.
I got the Lee Zeldin clip to save the day.
JP, for the win.
Oh, wait. Hold on one sec. Let me restart it. Okay.
Here we go.
All right, now we're ready.
Atmosphere, which turns into acid rain. There are real health concerns with regards to these activities. In the case of stratospheric aerosol injection, it's not like it's thoroughly studied, it's approved, it's trusted. Instead, you have people who just want to do it on their own, like try to get themselves someone to hand over $1 billion to just go dump a whole bunch of sulfur dioxide into the stratosphere. And no, that doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound right, and it shouldn't happen.
No.
Everything that I know as the EPA administrator should be communicated transparently with the American public, whatever the answer is, wherever the facts lie. We posted last month on the EPA website, epa.gov/geoengineering, a lot of the answers I received on this topic, and there has been government funding that's gone towards some of these efforts. There are entities and people who would want to drastically scale these activities up. My goal is to fix everything out of the gate.
I don't know how you argue with that. Again, Lee Zeldin, I've never met him, but I like him and I have no reason not to trust him, even though he's from New York and he's a Yankee.
But
how do you argue with that? Especially when you've taken in all these other data points and there are states like Tennessee and Florida that have banned chemtrails. You don't just ban nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's got to be, of course, the people will say, I don't know, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Mac Butler, they're all conspiracy theorists and crazy people. I don't know. They wouldn't bring it up on the floor as a bill unless there was actual evidence to back it up, because that's just a waste of time. Like, chemtrails, that's not even real. Done. You know, the bills, so they wouldn't even bring it up if there wasn't something to look into. So, and I'm not very, you know, educated on the matter in terms of, I know what chemtrails are, but I'm not, you know, extremely knowledgeable on what exactly people think they are or what chemicals are in there, what's, you know, causing them to stay. Because it is weird. You know, condensation doesn't just stay.
Right.
I'm not a scientist.
It dissipates.
Yeah, it dissipates. So I don't know. I think there's at least something there worth talking about. And it's, if there is something in the sky with chemicals in it that keep it in the sky, I feel like you would be dumb to at least not look into it. So
there you go. I appreciate that. You know, enough evidence is mounting that this might be true. And so to ignore it or try and squash it, which will be interesting to see who comes out against this bill, if there's any pressure on Mac Butler to pull the bill. I'm curious if anybody in the Senate's going to carry it, if they have a companion bill over there. We should ask Garland Gudger, see what's going on. But you are foolish to not do your due diligence and look into this at this point, because something's weird. I grew up in the 80s. I don't remember seeing all those tic-tac-toes in the sky. Do you, Abs?
I do not remember that at all.
No, we just had big puffy clouds. The world was better back then.
Well, do you remember, like, you had to learn what kind of clouds were clouds? The cirrus clouds, the cumulus clouds, the different cloudy cloud clouds. I mean, just, you were in second grade and you had to know the types of clouds. And now you look up in the sky and you think, am I the only one that has seen this wax stuff up there?
They didn't. I never remember the streak cloud.
No. But I think you are right. By the way, if you want a good follow, Wide Awake Media on X is great, exposing all of the green agenda, the chemtrails. A great follow to gather more information. It's very interesting. And one of the guys was a founder of like Greenpeace or some huge organization and has since come over and presents logical, common sense information for people to investigate for themselves. But you don't have to take our word for it. We're going to have a great interview tomorrow, but look into it. It isn't enough now to just label everything conspiracy. You have to become quite curious and decide that you want to disprove. Yeah, that's not true. Okay, then go prove that it's not true. That's what we want to focus on.
We got an interesting comment here, by the way. I don't know if he means personally, but Bruce on X says, we did see the skies back in the 80s when we were in the military in Alaska to affect the weather in the lower 48.
That's very comforting.
So, like I said, I don't know if Bruce is talking about himself personally or if he knows people personally.
Oh, he said seed. I thought you said S-E-E. We did
see. No, we did seed the skies back in the 80s when we were in the military in Alaska to affect the weather in the lower 48.
So they just throw it up there and let the winds carry it down to kill us down here.
I guess so.
Now I'm going to have to go do a deep dive about our health.
Yeah, and our health
related to cloud
issues.
Seeding. Huh.
And I'm interested, Mac Butler on the show tomorrow, evidence that he has that has caused
Very
him to
excited about that.
Bring up the bill. So we'll see. But it is interesting, Allison, you said it's all kind of coming out like at the same time. You know, like Tucker did a podcast on it.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn Beck had Lee Zeldin on and talked about it. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of it, but it's interesting to say the least.
Maybe it's a distraction from something.
Oh, man.
It's a distraction from the Epstein files.
Yeah, Kabuki Theater.
Could be.
Look.
That's true. Oh, my gosh.
Well, we have to take a break. Again. Why does this always happen? Stephen from Athens. They freeze at 30. Oh, all right. Well, I'll tell you this on the other side. He has an update to condensation trails. You're listening to Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Right Side. Last segment of the day, which it went by 5 minutes. It feels like it's 5 minutes long.
It flew by.
Yeah, it did.
Like those chemtrails. Actually, no.
Wait.
That was good, Allison.
But that it doesn't even make sense because chemtrails stay around a long time.
Apparently, they freeze.
Yeah, so that's what Stephen was saying. No? Yes. The condensation trails remain for a while because they freeze at 35,000 feet altitude. He's a retired senior principal engineer who worked in high tech in Huntsville. I will not argue with Stephen from Athens.
Absolutely not. He is now our official expert.
He follows up with cloud seeding is another matter altogether.
Oh.
Curious what that means. Maybe Stephen will have to
fill us in.
If you're a senior high-tech principal engineer in NASA FBI Huntsville, maybe you should call and tell us about cloud seeding. Maybe.
We're just saying.
John says his granny's name was Rilla May. Rilla May. That is really Southern.
It is.
It is Raleigh Southern.
But if it's Rilla, what if it's
Rilla? Oh, it's Rilla. You think like...
I don't know.
Rilla May?
It could be Rilla May.
Yeah, because it's two L's.
John, Rilla. Tell us if it was Rilla or Rilla.
See, now I have guilt. I mispronounced
his
grandmother's
name.
I'm
probably wrong, but I am saying in the South, we will invert any name and turn it into any number of things. I like Rilla.
Rilla May.
I like Rilla.
You just
I don't care.
Add
Rilla.
May to anything.
I have a sweet little May in my life.
Or Beth, no offense.
We'll
Mary
slap
Beth,
that on
Morgan
there.
Beth, Amy Beth.
My name's
Bethy
from
Beth.
Little Women. That's really weird that you just said a nickname I had in childhood.
Bethy Beth.
Amy, like Bethy, like Amy Bethy.
Amy Bethy.
Like when I was five. I don't know where that came from.
Huh. Well, now it's going to stick.
Good. Heavens to Murgatroyd. I hope not.
Adam from Athens wants us to know that there's actually nothing wrong with wanting all the bells and whistles on the cars, but not offering or pricing people correctly or out of a base model is a problem. I agree. Yeah.
That's
I
right.
Agree.
That's a good take. That's a very good
take.
It
was kind of tacky of me to say that. I do. I have some dream cars. I shop cheap. I'm a cheap shopper, but I do like cars.
I like cars.
Yeah.
A lot.
And shoes, but that's it.
We like the same things, okay? But cars and shoes, I think those are universal. Oh, and good food.
Oh, that's the most important.
You guys, I had some barbecue, and it was up in North Alabama.
Where at?
Pork shoulder. was phenomenal. It was actually at Rick's.
Ooh.
It was divine. But apparently, when we go back, we're going to go to a place that's only open on Saturday. It's called Fourth Planet Barbecue. Hmm. And it's in the Seven Points area. You guys, the line was so long to get this barbecue. It smelled otherworldly. See what I did there?
That's good.
I was trying to copy you two today. Anyway, if anybody knows about that, text in and tell us, because Rick's is, I love Rick's.
They need to sponsor the show.
They do need to sponsor the show. Also, Fourth Heaven or Fourth Planet, it's Fourth Planet, also needs to be a sponsor.
While you were talking, I was kind of not listening because I was reading Brad. I'm just being honest. Brad, I perked up when you said ribs or barbecue. Shoulder. Brad from Limestone County. Okay, this is his follow-up. Y'all follow me with this.
Okay.
On the book...
Amusing Ourselves to Death?
Neil Postman's Amusing Ourselves to Death. Postman's beef with Sesame Street.
Sesame Street.
What is wrong with me?
Sesame Street.
Sesame Street. Is that... It's conditioning children to learn only if they can be entertained. Think about how much modern news programming is just entertainment. You get 7 seconds for a sensational story, then 5 seconds for an unrelated sensational story, and then an unrelated sensational ad, then another 10-second sensational non...
Sequitur?
Sequitur.
What's a sequitur? Like, it doesn't match?
Hold on. I'm going to define it incorrectly.
I went to public school in Tennessee. I don't know what a sequitur is. Like, I saw sequin.
The University of Tennessee education.
Yeah. So,
here's what you have is it's a conclusion that follows a premise. It's logical. So you get some that are either sequiturs that follow and you're like, oh, that makes sense. Or non sequiturs, line please. That make no sense whatsoever.
Okay, so you're just there. It's like the shorts.
Yeah.
The dopamine hit
it's
things you watch.
Your sound effect. Pew 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 pew. That's today's news.
It's TikTok. It's Snapchat. There and gone, and it makes no sense. But an hour's gone by, and you've watched Sesame Street, and you really don't have much. And so he says, the result is a people who are aware of a bunch of trivia but don't really know or even genuinely care about any of it.
Oh, that hurts.
Hey, I just learned, though, what a sequitur is. It reminds me of conquistador.
Brad,
I don't know why.
That's a great take. That's an actually outstanding take, and you're right. And now I'm going to have to go back and reorder the book.
Last one, last text before we go to our exit question.
Well, we only got like 30 seconds left anyways.
So Rick's Barbecue started in Leoma, Tennessee, mm-hmm. back in the 80s. They have multiple franchises across North Alabama and Middle Tennessee. All right, Rick's, somebody give them a call.
Please sponsor us. Your mac and cheese, my kids love it.
JP, exit question.
Oh, here's a good one. Would you rather vomit on your hero or have your hero vomit on you?
Neither.
I'm vomiting.
No. Let them vomit on you, because then they'll say, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Oh.
Do you want to, you know, I'll invite you to, you know, my mansion. We'll have a day. We'll hang out just to, you know, say I'm sorry, whatever.
He's thought about this.
I was just thinking they'd like sign your vomited shirt.
Or that, yeah. That's the way to do it.
You're right. Get something out of that vomit.
Exactly.
It's been a day, people.
And on that note,
I'm not sure they'll let us back, but we're going to try to be here tomorrow. You're listening to Right Side Radio. We'll see y'all then.